again, Michael Connor, another geezer guest for you. Sorry about the long hiatus. But I got really busy again. I'm working on a project for a client, and I was doing my sort of normal thing where I just sort of tag along as an advisor, which I really like because it means that I can sort of keep my life to about 10 or 15 billable hours a week. But this project transmogrified into one where the client asked me to be the project manager, which, as those of you who are project geeks know, that's a lot more work. And I've been working really hard. So as a result, the geezer casts have fallen way behind. But here we go. One of the things that happened is that this crew that's working on this, the consultants are for the most part from South Carolina. And of course, the project kicked off last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, and it was really cold. We usually have a really cold spell right around New Year's, but for some reason this year it was late, and it came in February instead of January. And so it was really cold. It was like 20 below zero, you know, and every once in a while it'd get up to like 5 below. And fortunately, they were on the Skyway, and those of us from Minnesota did our usual thing where we would say, oh yeah, it's no big deal. 5 below, what's the problem? Get out the lawn furniture. But the fact of the matter is, it's really cold, you know. I like cold better than hot because I have all this clothing that I can put on. And I'm basically good down to about 25 below with all the little gizmos that I've got. And I much prefer that to being too hot, because once you've got down to sort of short and t-shirt, you're kind of done. There's nowhere else to go. So I like cold better, but it was really cold, and the people from South Carolina are really looking forward to spring. And I am too. Mostly this week I'm going to talk about being a geek, but the reason I started doing this geezer cast when I did is because I had to take the bread out of the oven. Marcy has discovered this really cool new recipe that was on the New York Times site, I don't know, about a month and a half, maybe 2 or 3 months ago now. Oh yeah, it has to be. It has to be at least 3 months ago because I got her a special pan for Christmas to make this bread in, so it had to be like November or December last year. And the neat thing about this bread is that any idiot can make it. Even I can make it. Basically, all you do is you mix up the ingredients in a pan and you let it rise for like 18 hours overnight. And then you fold it a few times and you let it rise again for another couple hours. And then you put it in the pan and then you take it out. And there's a few more steps than that, but that's basically it. So there's no kneading, there's none of the stuff that you used to, you know, you usually have to do with bread. And it's sort of the other side of it is that it makes just totally fabulous bread. And so we've been experimenting with that, and I had to take the bread out because Marcy's up doing seeding today. It's been really windy. That's cold is actually okay for seeding, although she doesn't like doing it a whole lot. But really windy is really bad because the seed blows all over the place and she can't. She can't do it. And now that we've got these spiffy weather stations, we can tell whether it's really windy. So the last couple of days have been too windy to seed. Anyway, while Marcy's up on top, I am studying to get my amateur radio license, which I've always wanted to do, but I've never had the time to learn Morse code. And so I've gotten all kinds of other licenses. I used to have an FCC first class license, which is the kind that you need to run broadcast stations and build broadcast stations. And the reason I could get that and I couldn't get the ham license is because the ham license, you have to be proficient in Morse code until next Friday. Next Friday, the Morse code requirement ends for amateur licenses, And so on Saturday, I'm driving up to Stillwater to take the test so that I can say, well, I did it the day after it was legal to do it. And so I've been studying for the test and just having a great time and being a geek, and was reflecting on being a geek, and wrote Ralph and Nate and Kirk a note about being a geek and studying for the ham test and seeing if they wanted to come with and all that kind of stuff. And we had this very lively dialogue in which we agreed that the kind of geeks that we are is pretty out of fashion now. We're the guys that did the audiovisual stuff in high school because we were just more interested in that than we were in the kind of normal stuff. And then, you know, we build our own. I built my own audio gear, and I built a couple of radio kits, and I wound up building a couple radio stations, and then got into computers because they're equally entrancing, and learned how to program computers, and then when personal computers came out, learned how to build them, and when the internet came along, was totally entranced with that because of all the cool things that you could do with the internet and remote control and so on and so forth. So, you know, we're geeks. We're just into it. And ham radio is like a huge part of that culture, which is one of the reasons I've always wanted to have my ham license, because most of the really good geeks that I know, folks like Steve Emley and others, are hams. You know, that was just part of their early days as geeks. It was a big formative experience, and the ham community is just one that I've always felt a really strong kinship with. I've just never had the time to learn the code. And so it's really neat for me to be able to finally join that gang. Unfortunately, I think there are a lot of folks in the ham community who are pretty grouchy about the fact that there's going to be this tidal wave of new hams who show up who haven't really paid our dues because we haven't learned the code. But I'm hoping that I can blend in, even though I haven't done that. And so, you know, that's the big thing. I started out studying for the technician class, and then I got good enough at that in my little online adaptive learning thing that I think I'm going to do both the technician and the general test next Saturday and see if I can pass both tests at the same time. I'm not passing the general practice test yet, but I'm really close. I'm only like one or two questions away. So I think another week of this and I'll be in pretty good shape. And that's another thing that's really interesting about sort of the arrival of the internet and all of the changes that it makes, is this studying for a license. When I did this for the first class license way back in 1971, I think, you know, you got books, and you read the books, and you read the questions, and you just did it over and over and over and over again and memorized it, basically. What's really cool about the internet is now this adaptive learning stuff is really easy to put online, and so I found this site and paid my $40 or whatever it was, and it does the drill. And the thing that's neat about it is that if I've figured something out, it doesn't drill me on that anymore. And if I'm really dumb about something, it drills me more. And it lets me fall down flat on my face and get a bunch of stuff wrong and then shows me the book instead of giving me the book at first. And so I'm finding it to be just entirely delightful. I sit here for hours at a time clicking away on this website, learning this stuff. And I feel like I'm learning it a lot better than I did for the FCC first. I wound up with the FCC first being, you know, pretty good at radio, but I don't feel when I took that test, I didn't feel nearly as confident as I am now that I really know the material that I need to know for this ham test. And I attribute it entirely to this cool online class that I'm taking. It's not really a class. It's really just self-paced learning. I don't know, whatever you call it. But that wouldn't have been possible in 1971. And it's really easy now. I'm sure there are a bunch of these. I just happened on this one as sort of the first one that caught my eye. And I really like it. So I'm having a really good time being a geek, learning how to be a ham. And next Geezer Cast, I'll let you know whether I passed the test or not. Anyway, that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed this one. I'll see you the next time.